This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at cattle markets for Thursday, November 16th. Well, I apologize for missing yesterday's podcast. I was under the weather, and as you can tell, I'm still a bit under the weather, but we'll push through and at least try to get today's podcast done. For the cattle markets last couple of days, we've had some rally, and the market looked like it was going to stall here a couple of days ago. Then yesterday came back and basically closed at the previous day's high. So the market's showing decent support here. We haven't yet gotten up to the first level of resistance in the feeder cattle, and in live cattle too, we're right up against those old swing lows from late October. So that's the first level of resistance. Live cattle are there. They seem to be stalling a little bit. Feeder cattle haven't gotten quite that high. In the cash trade, we are under some more pressure. Last week, we were down about $4 or so, and this week looks like we're down another couple. 178 on the Fed trade would be down two from where we settled out last week. On the dress trade, we're trading around 282, which is down four from last week. Box beef values yesterday, or the day before, excuse me, were down 218 on the choice, down 136 on the select. Yesterday, we were up 66 cents on the choice. We're sitting at 296. Select was down 3 cents at 268. So the spread gained 69 cents. Yesterday, we're sitting at 2848. Movement was 141 loads. Slaughter volume yesterday, 125,000 head. For the week, we're sitting at 376, which is up 5,000 from a week ago, but still down 8,000 from a year ago. On the daily feeder cattle index, 2 days ago, we were at 226.74, yesterday at 222.78. So we continue to slide on these daily markets. The seven-day average is sitting at 228.35. That's down 29 cents. So obviously with the daily numbers well below what the average is, we're still going to see a drag on those average numbers here in the next few days. Moving forward from a futures perspective, again, you know, we're at those resistance levels on the live cattle. We need to push through that old low in order to give some stronger signal that we have found our bottom after a few waves of selling. We need to give some signal that the market has found a bottom. In feeder cattle, we still have, you know, a dollar or so to go before we get up into that resistance levels. But those are going to be important. You know, if we can push through that, then the next layer of resistance above us is a good, you know, $4 or $5 on the upside. So there is something to that, that the market can find some acceleration or continued buying support if we can push past this first level of resistance. We've got a cattle on feed report out tomorrow afternoon. They're looking for total on feed numbers as of November 1 at 1.9% higher than a year ago. October placements to be 6.1% higher than a year ago. And October marketing's 2% lower than a year ago. So looking for another wave of placements like we saw in September to follow through with October. That was a big surprise to the trade and kind of accelerated this downward action. We'll see what tomorrow's report gives us. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.